broadcasting live from the Gwinnett studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmond, but just barely. And joining me today is my co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, thank you for asking. I've been a little under the weather, but I'm going to manage somehow.
Listen, I am proud to co-host because most hosts would have mailed it in today, would have stayed in bed, but you are grinding it out, battling it through, and I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Brownie points for that after the show.
Now, just don't shake my hand so that I don't get sick.
I am not shaking anybody's hands
right
today, but we do have a full house, some great guests today. I'm excited to find out more about their businesses. Joining us from Synergy America is Manny Krishnaswamy from Senior Care Options. We are joined by Lisa Meeks. Jamie Dempsey with the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce is with us this afternoon. And also joining us from Avion Energy is Karen Backus. A big hello to all our wonderful guests today. And we'll start with Manny. Good morning, Manny. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just going to get by today. You're with Synergy America. Before we get into, you know, your background and how you started Synergy America, tell us about your company and what your company does.
We are a professional staffing and solution company. All we do is, in current economy, we find job for people. That's the most rewarding thing which I can ever do in my life is to find job for people.
That's very helpful, especially in today's economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about the beginnings of Synergy America, how you got started, how you decided to start this company, and why.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart. Before I started Synergy in 1993, I was in the video business as a used video broker. And I know you all remember the release of Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
That's when the whole commercialization in the video industry happened. Pepsi went to Top Gun and said, we would love to see Top Gun on every home. We will subsidize the whole video. So all the movies came at 1995. I knew that's the end of my business. And so then I started that. There's a lot of shortage of technology people here. So I got into the technology business in providing the staffing.
What was it that led you to the technology business, going from the video to technology? Is it just because you saw that was the future?
Yes, because there is a heavy shortage of computer software professionals in the United States. And India was a big supplier of those talents. So I used to bring people from there and provide to people. That's why my company is called Synergy America. If you all see the logo, it has an eagle. And I shake hands with who wants to do business with me and hire people from me.
So you've been doing it now for 20 years as an entrepreneur starting this company. What's been the secret to your success?
Secret sauce is in life, if you do what you enjoy doing, you'll continue doing it. That's the secret sauce. It applies to everyone in the world out there.
Absolutely. If you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, Manny, you sounded like you started focusing on technology. Has that continued to be your focus, and have you expanded outside of technology and provide staffing in other areas?
Yeah, absolutely. As technology evolved and also the economy also evolved, and as an entrepreneur, you always want to adapt to the current situation, not stay in the same zone. Because if you stay in the same zone, you're going to get crushed.
So how wide is the zone that you're now operating? Give us some breadth of the types of jobs.
Oh, yeah, it's so simple, you know. The good analogy I would use is you take a BMW. The beauty of the car is outside, actually the engine that runs the car. So you should be able to provide the excellent nuts and bolts which function the car. So same thing in the staffing business. Technology, if you go to see a desktop or a call center or even a reception, they are all using technology. So why not spread the wings and supply to those clients whom we are already serving the technology? Actually, it's the clients who approached us and say, hey, you're so good in providing technology. Why don't you provide us with the help desk? And you know,
so the expansion has mostly come from your clients who
absolutely
said, you've done such a good job. Can you help us find administrative? Can you help us find?
Yes.
So that's
absolutely.
That speaks of loving what you do
and
getting a lot of good referral business and people speaking kindly of you. Speak a little bit about staffing in whole. You hear there are a lot of different staffing companies. What sets you guys apart from some of your worthy competitors?
It's simple. You know, 95% of the staffing company out there, they go out and pitch to the client what they do. We do it differently. We go out and find out from the client what they want done. So that's the unique selling proposition, because at the end of the day, if you cannot deliver what the client wants when and where, you're going to be out of business. Why go out and pitch you do? Because there are so many staffing companies, so many companies, they are doing the same thing. You give a value as an entrepreneur and you pour your heart out. I tell all my clients, one thing they get free from me is 100% integrity. It's an open book, transparent situation. They can come and take a look at my margin anytime they want, and they'll get it.
And that's why he's been around for 20 years doing this. We're talking with Manny Krishnaswamy with Synergy America. Tell us about the types of companies that you work with as far as the size. Can you work with any size company? And how do you grow your business? How are you finding new clients?
It's so simple. You know, I'm a family man. I love to spend time with the family. You know, most of the entrepreneurs out there, you'll find that they are sacrificing so much in their business, they forget the family. Or if they sacrifice so much in the family, they go out of business. So I try to balance this. So we deal with large, medium-sized, and small companies. Only thing, if it is a small entrepreneur, they always get a better deal out of me because somebody gave me a chance when I started. So I like to give them a chance.
Absolutely. You got a heart for the small guy just starting out. That's wonderful. Now, you mentioned, you know, balancing family and work, but you also give back to the community. So you're very involved in the community. Talk about what you do within the community as well.
Sure. You know, I'm so blessed as an immigrant. This country gave me everything what I wanted. So when I was around 40, 45, 40, 42, I sat with my wife and I mentioned to her that one thing I always like to do is give back to the country what it has given to me. So 4 or 5 years, I literally stepped out of the business and I wanted to give back to Gwinnett, because I started in Gwinnett because of the water tower, which said, Gwinnett is great, success lives here. I was driving by, so I moved my business to Gwinnett. And that's when I started giving back to the community. And thanks to the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, at that time, you all know Gwinnett was full of real estate. I wanted to start a technology forum. So with the blessings of the chamber, I co-founded the Gwinnett Technology Forum. And there it goes. You all see the result today. And I serve on the chamber board. And I wanted to get involved in the not-for-profit foundations, because people always think that to give back, you need money. You don't need money. You give your time and help people. That's what it is all about. So I served on various foundation boards, Peace Ridge High School Foundation Board. I'm in the Gwinnett School of Math and Science and also the Gwinnett County School Foundation Board. Gwinnett Technical College, I was in Gwinnett Children's Shelter and also the trustee of the Georgia Gwinnett College. And really learned what is happening out there. You know, we all think that we are doing great. When I visited the school as a principal for the day for 5 years, I found that I'm not doing anything because everything moves by time over there. Even the lunch crowd, they come at 11:15, they go at 11:45, whether the kid has eaten or not, he got to go. So it was the most rewarding thing ever I did in my life, and I don't think so anybody can take that away from my bank account.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Manny, you kind of started by saying one of the things you love is helping people find jobs.
Absolutely.
Part of life is just the story. So I'm sure in 20 years you've got a few stories of
yes.
That are just fantastic of people you've helped find work and also companies that you've helped their bottom line
yes.
By finding the right people. Can you pick out one and tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. It was in very recently when the economy came down and everybody was struggling for the job. And there is this lady who called and she said, please find me a job. I got to feed my family. We looked at it and she had a good credentials. We submitted, because when we do take resumes and we submit, we are universal in our thinking and approach. Anybody can apply to us. We will put our best foot forward to find them the job as long as they have the credentials and the client agree with it. So everything happened, interview happened, client came back and said, hey, this is the rate we can pay. And we looked at our margin. The lady said, I need at least this to make my family in that. So immediately we made a decision that we will take the very minimal margin and make the deal so that she can support her family. And I can, even today, I tell my clients as a pitch that, hey, on this particular day, any staffing company would have made around $16 to $17 an hour. We are just making $3.81 just to help that family. It was the most rewarding thing.
So, and I think it's funny you said that smaller companies and entrepreneurs get kind of a special discount because of the opportunities you've been given.
Yes.
Also, people who need to truly feed their families can sometimes get benefited from you guys as
yes.
well and the margins you guys take. That's a fantastic story.
You know, the thing is, it is most important. Transparency is very clear. Many of our candidates, whether they are employees or contractors, they know how much we make, how much we charge. So they are most very comfortable. They will share with us. And it's like a family thing. So I enjoy that.
So you work with a lot of different companies, a lot of different sizes, and you've worked with a lot of people in Gwinnett. By the way, great story about the water tower. I grew up looking at that water tower driving by many times. So let me ask this. To a typical business owner out here in Gwinnett, they're getting ready to maybe add to staff, or maybe they're ready to think about that first staff member they want to add. Do you have any advice? You've been around this a long time. You've seen a lot of candidates. Do you have any advice for somebody who would be looking to hire other than come to you? What advice would you give them as they look to expand
definitely.
Their staff?
I think, you know, in this economy, because there are so many people applying for the job, there is a good point to it and bad point to it. Somebody gets desperate. They look at a job posting and say, wow, I think I need the job. They go out and put that in the resume. They may not have the experience. So what happens is it wastes a lot of time for the HR managers and hiring managers to make a decision on those. So I always advise everyone who is hiring out there, bring the person on a contract for hire job so that what happens is you can figure out in a month or 2 months whether the person can really execute the job, because a lot of people may not have the education, but they have the experience. They have done it in the past. Probably they are not able to translate that into the resume. So it is best thing is to try it out. It's like, you know, you go to a restaurant, you know, try the food, and if you don't like it, don't visit them. Same way.
And we're talking with Manny Krishnaswamy with Synergy America, the founder and CEO of the company. You talked about starting your company. Was it 1993 you mentioned?
Yes.
If you were to give advice to some up-and-coming entrepreneurs now, what kind of advice would you give them?
Well, in the current market, capital is tough. As everyone knows, banks don't give you money for startup entrepreneurs. So all I'm letting them know is make sure you put your own money or borrow from your family and be very lean and mean. You should know when to cut down your losses. Don't start a company just because you had a dream in the night or you were in a fantasy game or whatever it is. Make sure you plan your work and work your plan, because it's tough out there, and when the going gets tough, only the tough gets going.
That is great advice. Manny, for those businesses that may be listening in and they want to find out more about Synergy America, where can they go to find out more information and contact your folks?
You know, we are in Gwinnett for 20 years, and you go to the chamber or our website or just call us. Yeah, they can call me. Anybody, any client out there can call me personally, or they can call Ed Henderson, the business development person, and we will be there for you. And we don't promise that we will deliver. We'll come and take a look at it. We don't take all the clients who come into us. We will evaluate whether we are the right fit. You don't want to sell when you cannot deliver. We always, if we say we will deliver, we will put 100% effort into delivering it.
That's wonderful. Manny, a great story, and thank you so much for telling us all about Synergy America, and continued success.
Thank you so much.
All right, Manny Krishnaswamy with Synergy America here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us now on the show from Senior Care Options is Lisa Meeks. Lisa, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hopefully I'm not scaring you off with a scratchy voice. Steven's going to be asking all the questions soon. But Lisa, tell us all about Senior Care Options, and what does your company do?
We're geriatric care managers, and we provide assessments. I'm sort of calling them need analysis right now. Everybody has an assessment, so I'm trying to differentiate and explain to folks that we want them to have what they need, not what I can sell them. So we're doing a needs analysis. We provide ongoing monitoring for seniors and persons who have complex medical situations to make sure that they're getting the advocacy that they need.
We had Manny tell us a couple stories. Why don't you tell us maybe a story or a successful case that you've worked on and give us some examples.
Okay, terrific. We have a client that we're working with currently, but when we first started working with her, she was stabilizing, moved here from Mississippi. The daughter lives here. And at one point, the daughter was doing everything and would only call us if she thought she couldn't handle it. But she's not in the medical profession. She's the daughter. She knows her mom better than anybody else, but she may not know aging or medicine. And she called us one day because mom fell and was experiencing tremendous pain 3 days later, and they had taken her to the ER, and they did an X-ray, and they said she didn't break any her hips, or you know, she looks good in that regard. So the daughter got her a chiropractor and a massage therapist, which are wonderful professions, and that's delightful. But she had increased pain 3 days later, so we were looking at the situation, and the RN on my team said, "No, this sounds like a spontaneous fracture." So they didn't look in the right place. It turns out that she fractured her vertebrae. Ooh. And that it was a compression fracture because she had osteoporosis. And the daughter just had no idea that spontaneous fractures even happened, or that they happened for people who have osteoporosis. So she just didn't know what she didn't know. So we put the brakes on all of the lovely things that she was doing, but they were exacerbating the situation, stabilized the situation, and got the right medication on board, and then provided some monitoring to make sure that she was progressing in the right direction before going back to getting massage and other things. And she's doing great now.
Lisa, the area of senior care is growing exponentially.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different titles being thrown around, a lot of different types of businesses yes. being talked about. Speak a little bit about certification. Speak a little bit about working with the right professionals in the right areas. So it sounds like, you know, as far as geriatric care, you're kind of the quarterback of the situation.
Yes.
So speak a little bit about that, and then speak a little bit about the certification to be able to do that.
All right, terrific. And thank you for picking up on that. I also have a friend who says that we focus our attentions like an air traffic controller. So that we're making sure that everybody, there's not a collision out there, and that we're making sure, yes?
No offense to your friend, but I like quarterback better.
She's a woman.
Well, that's true. That's true.
No offense, ladies.
Then she's right. So all right,
but either
on.
Way, but I like quarterback. Anyhow, the importance of being certified is that we're credentialed, sort of what Manny was talking about, that we have the experience, the background, the education, and the certifications to provide good service. We also are able to get liability insurance, which is very important. Mm-hmm. I get calls, and actually I have a call later today. A lot of people are just learning about geriatric care management, and they think, wow, that sounds like a great profession, which it is, and how can they get into it? And sometimes I have to tell people, you don't have the qualifications to do this. I am very happy that you took good care of your parents. That's lovely. And they're lucky to have you. But that doesn't mean that you can now take care of other people. You have no experience in this field. So we're looking for folks who have some sort of medical background. And they need to have years of experience in some sort of case or care management focus so that they can sit for the exam. The certification exam is a national exam. There is no licensure for this profession at this time, so national certification is the best we've got, but it's sort of having the good housekeeping seal of approval and also the ability to be credentialed for liability insurance. You want to make sure you have a real professional doing this, not just somebody with a big heart.
How do clients typically find you, and as a follow-up to that, how would you prefer, in an ideal situation, when and how a client would find you?
Okay. The first question is word of mouth, mostly. We've got a website. We have a blog. We like to be on the radio. And there's lots of – we want to meet a lot of people, do a lot of networking. Print advertising doesn't usually work for us just because the profession is not really known very well. So people assume they know what it is, and then they come later and find out, ooh, that's not what I thought it was. It's much better. So – we don't usually do a lot of print advertising, but word of mouth and referrals are the way we get business. A lot of internet traffic. And the second part of the question, repeat again for me.
Well, so when it sounds like sometimes I would think in your line of work that a lot of people kind of find you late, you know.
Yes.
In other words, the story you told,
yes.
She was doing everything she could and then she came looking for yeah. you. Ideally, when should somebody start to talk to a geriatric care manager?
Ideally, whenever they're faced with some sort of transition and they're not really sure which way to go. I liken our profession, you know, in the legal world, you have a legal advisor, you have an attorney, or numerous attorneys, depending on their specialty. In the financial world, you have a financial planner, a certified financial planner. So in the medical world, you may think that your doctor knows everything. They know what they know, their specialty, but they may not know what is out in the community, and they may not know the resources because they don't leave their offices for that kind of stuff. They're busy people. So you need a medical advisor or an aging advisor, but you want somebody credentialed who didn't just buy a certificate from a company. You want somebody who has some experience. So to answer the question of when is a good time to have somebody come on board is whenever there's a challenge or a transition. We see a lot of crisis management. It's not my favorite thing to do, although one of my team members loves the crisis cases, loves them, because it's exciting and it's always different. And then she solves the problems, and then people get better, and that feels really good. I think that anytime there is a change, you're looking at moving into an assisted living, you are getting out of the hospital and you're not sure what the next steps are. Going home may not be the right move, and you're not sure, or whatever is going to make you uncomfortable. The adult child who is sleeping poorly at night because they're worried about their parents, then you need an advisor.
We're talking with Lisa Meeks with Senior Care Options here on Gwinnett Business Radio. So Lisa, let's say you're an adult and your parents, you know, your dad fell, broke his hip again, your mom's maybe too old to take care of him. You know you need some help. You need that air traffic controller, or you mm-hmm. need that quarterback, as yep. Steven likes to say. Mm-hmm. So they reach out to you, to Senior Care Options. Obviously, there's a cost involved. Give us an idea of the cost of using your services. Would insurance cover half the, you know, some of the costs? Talk about that.
At this time, insurance does not pay for it. Medical insurance, Medicare does not pay for this. That may change in the future. We don't know what the future holds. So most of what we do is fee-based private pay. The ranges of costs in the Atlanta area are between $95 an hour and $150 an hour. It just depends. And we kind of fall in the middle of that. Some companies have flat rates for an evaluation. We charge by the hour because we don't know what we're getting into. But I try to cap it. And that, you know, I usually tell folks that with the needs analysis, we have a very thoughtful process and have a family meeting at the end. I don't want to give them this packet of information and then not explain it properly. It can be cumbersome, so I want people to feel comfortable that they understand what's in there. So for us, the process is about 10 hours to do a needs analysis, but we want to do it right. And it's not about what I'm selling, it's about what do you need.
And Lisa, once the care begins, what's the communication cycle like? I mean, how often do you stay in touch with the child, I guess, the adult son or adult daughter that maybe asked for your help? How does that work?
It varies. In the very beginning, after we do the needs analysis, there's usually some sort of situation that needs to be stabilized, and we may be very involved. And we are absolutely communicating by phone and by email so that it's documented. We do a progress note after every visit. And we keep that, again, for our purposes so that we're protected, but also to make sure that the family has information. It's lovely to have written documentation so that the entire family, which may not be on the same page, hears the same information from the professional at the same time, and there's a lot of advantages to having that.
You've touched on kind of the process. You talked about the assessment a few times. Can you unpack a little bit more of what might be involved, some of the different things that you've become involved in through the process of working with clients, various?
One of the things that we do a lot of is running interface or quarterbacking the doctor's appointments. As we age, we find that people have multiple doctors. The children may go to the appointment but don't know how to advocate because they don't understand the medical arena. That may not be what they do for a living. And even if they do, they may have a specialty. I've had plenty of clients who had the nurse, but she was a pediatric nurse. Well, then maybe you don't understand the medications that are being used for geriatrics. No offense. You know about the body, but you might not be. This may not be your area of specialty. So the doctor's appointment piece is huge for us. And then coordinating all of the various players. Healthcare has become more and more fragmented. That's going to continue. That's the one trend I can tell you will absolutely happen, is that the care will be more fragmented because Medicare is only going to pay for less and less and spread that wealth. And in spreading the wealth, that means there's more players. Somebody has to quarterback. Somebody has to be in charge of what is going on the field, who is doing what, and then to send them to do what they need to do and hold accountable. All of the different players. So the accountability piece, which also works well for the senior, sometimes they feel better and they don't want to take their meds anymore. Or sometimes they feel better so they don't want to go back to the doctor because he's just going to bill them. That's delightful. We're going to do what you're supposed to do to make sure you have continuous good care.
Is there a part of the care that you guys cannot be involved in? I'm sitting here thinking you can be involved if they're in an assisted living, if they're in a nursing home, you go to the doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Just sitting there interpreting what the doctor is saying obviously can be a huge benefit. Is there any part of the care you really can't be involved in?
No, we do end of life. They can be in their own homes. They can be in a nursing facility. They can be in the hospital. As we're aging, when we get to a point where the senior doesn't have that voice for themselves or they're not well-informed to advocate for themselves, they need an advocate. And that's the part where we can come in any part of the continuum.
And just to reinforce something you said earlier that I think is very important, you advocate with a lot of knowledge mm-hmm. and a lot of expertise, not yeah. just a big heart.
But we have that,
but
too.
You have that, too.
You definitely have that.
So, and I noticed tagline on your material, caring at a distance and staying connected.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. And so what a great quarterback to have. And she's
Thank
used
you.
That word twice. So
yeah,
I like the slogan, a very good marketing slogan. Very good.
Thank
our,
you.
Our next guest would know a little bit about that. But Senior Care Options, Lisa Meeks is the CEO. Lisa, for those people that would like to find out more, where can they go?
www.seniorcareopt.com, or you can call us at 770-579-9177.
Lisa, great stuff. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio is Jamie Dempsey. Jamie has his own marketing company, but he's here today representing the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. The Eastside Chamber of Commerce,
the greater
East Side Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to blame the meds for that. But I told you, Jamie, I said, I didn't even realize there was a Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. Thus, you're here to tell us all about it. Tell us about the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce.
Well, the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce was developed in 2004 as a local and regionalized chamber for the cities of Snellville, Loganville, and Grayson. It started out as the Greater Grayson Chamber of Commerce. But at one point we determined that as a business community, the city of Grayson was not its own business community, that the community itself actually spanned the three different cities, that you have so much retail in Snellville and you have a lot of service industry business owners in Grayson, and you have a fair amount of those service industries and then some blue collar as well in Loganville. But together, that created the one business community, which is what we serve. We right now are just under 200 members strong and have a wonderful relationship with all the different organizations. There are more and more networking organizations growing and popping up all over the place these days. I think that a lot of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs are figuring out that we can't live on the internet. We try to only have our communication via our website or via our social media or via text messaging, but that the interpersonal communications have kind of gotten lost in the shuffle over the last several years. And the Greater Eastside Chamber really takes a strong position of trying to build those relationships. We feel that business really is built on relationships. And, you know, we've become the recognized voice of the business community for those three cities. And, you know, it's kind of an interesting situation in that most of our members are small businesses. They're 50 or fewer employees, $2 million or less a year annual. And, you know, we find that these relationships become more and more and more important as that builds. For example, we have a slogan, which is where business and community meet. And we take that very seriously. We are very philanthropical. We give back to our community. We sponsor several events within those three cities and expand it out. We have some members in Athens and Conyers, and anyone who does business in that part of Gwinnett County ought to be at least checking out the things that the chamber's doing.
So let me, you just said something I wanted, that was the question I wanted to ask. So if I join the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce, what can I expect as far as typical events? Where will I be able to meet the community through the Chamber of Commerce? Talk about that a little bit.
There are three different events that we hold monthly. We have our general meeting and luncheon, which happens the third Wednesday of every month at Summit Chase Country Club in Snellville. For example, coming up on the 21st of this month, we have U.S. Congressman Rob Woodall coming to speak with us. And so if anybody out there has some questions about what's going on or not going on in the U.S. government, you know, please join us for that. But we also have a continuing education aspect. We call it our 12 at 12. It happens the last Wednesday of the month. And all this information can be found on eastsidechamber.com. But then the third thing that we also have is really kind of my favorite. We call it Coffee and Commerce. It is a breakfast networking meeting that happens at a member's location. And so they get to be spotlighted, and people get to go to their location. Now, some of these businesses don't have a location. So we certainly have opportunities to hold their Coffee and Commerce at a third party. But, you know, the Chamber also has a lot of things that come up on just throughout the year. One of our biggest pushes every year is the Grayson Chili Cook-Off. This year, that particular event is going to be held on November 16th at the Grayson City Park. And that's a wonderful event. It brings out a couple of thousand people and between 60 and 75 chili competitors and craft vendors and things like that. And that those monies go to good causes within our community. Last year, we were able to give to the Snellville Entrepreneur Alliance. And if the listeners are not aware of what that is, at South Gwinnett High School, the city of Snellville, and they took the lead on this, but in cooperation with a little bit the Chamber of Commerce, developed a curriculum for entrepreneurship. Kids are starting to figure out that they're going to graduate and they're not going to readily get a job unless they use somebody like Manny to facilitate that. But that a good opportunity is to create their own work. And so that's been a big push in South Gwinnett High School. But that curriculum has since been picked up by Brookwood. It's going into Grayson High School and Grayson Tech next year. And the county itself has kind of looked at this as a potential for spreading countywide. At the end of the year, through the cities and through the chamber, we do a Shark Tank, similar to the TV show. And businesses put money in, and we listen to the pitches, these business plans of these kids. And some of them get funded to actually start their businesses. And the whole idea here is that people end up, they graduate and they leave, but they never come back to the small towns. And so through the Office of Economic Development in Snellville and some other folks, this has become a bigger and bigger thing and has even led to opportunities creating business incubators in both Snellville and in Grayson. So there are a lot of wonderful things that the Chamber's getting involved on the local level.
I love the Shark Tank thing that you do. But I do have to ask, and we're talking with Jamie Dempsey with the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce. I've got to ask about the white elephant in the room, and that would be you have a county chamber, one of the largest in the Southeast. What is your relationship with the overall county chamber? Do you consider yourselves a complement of them, or are you going against them? How does that relationship work?
Oh, we absolutely have a very friendly relationship with both county chambers. One of our cities that we represent, Loganville, actually straddles the county line for Gwinnett and Walton. And so we have very good relationships with both of those chambers of commerce. What I try to tell people is that it's very similar to, and I hate using the word, government. You have the local government, you have the county government, the state government, and the federal government. And the same with chambers of commerce. You have a local chamber of commerce, which in this case we determined surrounds three cities, not just one. You have the county chamber of commerce. You have the Georgia chamber of commerce and the U.S. chamber of commerce. And so in the same types of relationships that those guys have, we have the very similar relationships with the county chambers.
I was going to ask you to unpack the 12 at 12 a little bit more, an educational component from your chamber. What does it look like? What is a typical and I'm just wondering, obviously the at 12 is when you meet, but the 12 minutes of education, unpack that a little bit.
Well, it's interesting because this started out as 12 people at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
It's no longer 12 people at 12 o'clock. It's about 25 people at 11:30.
Oh.
But it meets at the...
be careful in naming your event.
Right, absolutely. Be careful what you ask for, you might get it. But it is an educational component. We have guest speakers who come in and speak about sales or about sales and marketing or about finance or about business development, about strategic planning, things like that. We've had the Department of Labor come in and talk about some of the different programs that they have that help small business and entrepreneurs to utilize some of these free resources that the state has. And this happens at the Buffalo's Cafe on at the corner of Rosebud Road and Highway 78 in the Snellville-Loganville, kind of on the line there. And I'll tell you, it is a really great thing. It's free for members, $10 for non-members. We'd love to have folks out for that as well, and lunch is included.
Lunch is included in that?
Absolutely.
Oh, you just got Stephen's attention real quick with that.
Okay, 12 at 12, which is really 25 at 11:30. Okay, I got it.
Well, to use your sports reference, it's kind of like the Big Ten football conference actually has like 12 members.
Well, exactly. Absolutely.
I thought you were going to say quarterback again. I was going to get really excited about that, Mike.
No, you're proud of yourself today, aren't you?
I am. Jamie, unpack also a little bit. You've talked a little bit about what you guys have given back to the community. Feel free to talk about some other ways that you guys partner a little bit with South Gwinnett High School and their entrepreneur program. Talk about some of the other things philanthropically. That's a big
good word.
Thank you. You said it, so I'm just repeating it. It was very good. But talk a little bit about that. What you guys do?
Well, a lot of it. I mean, money is only part of what we do. We get very involved in different situations that are going on at the local level. There is a push right now for a veterans memorial in the city of Snellville, and they are raising money and they're getting people together to look at breaking ground on that here real soon. And we've been very involved with that, both financially as well as manpower. Sometimes that actually means shovels in dirt. And we get involved in a lot of those types of things. We have put on several candidate forums, for example, in 2010. And this is something I would say I'm a little bit proud of. In 2010, we actually had a Tri-Cities candidate forum meet and greet for the different people that were running for city council in all three cities, as well as running for state representative and senator at that time. And the reason that makes me feel good is, as far as I know, that's the first and so far only time that the governments of all three of those cities that should be feeding and working off of each other and helping each other out were in the same room at the same time. And so it was amazing watching how these conversations, well, how do you guys do it over in Loganville? Well, this is what we did, and these are some of the challenges we experienced. And somebody from Grayson would say, oh, we hit that same challenge, but we didn't know what to do. And it opened those lines of communication, not just in the business community, but also in the community at large.
So locking government officials in a room can be helpful.
It can.
I like that.
It can.
That's fantastic.
Jamie Dempsey, the president of the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce, is joining us. And before I let you go, Jamie, you're serving as president right now. Talk about why you decided to serve as president.
Well, I own a small marketing and PR firm, Moosehead Marketing Solutions. And as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, I found that it's real easy to end up sitting behind your desk and not relating to anybody else that's out in the business community. And at certain times, I had belonged to different organizations, different chambers, networking groups, different organizations. And I'd write a check and, get a nice little plaque and be very, very happy about that. And they'd hang on a wall or collect dust. But what I found out is that if you're going to be a part of your business community, you need to be a part of your business community. You need to have, as they say in the military, put boots on the ground. And And that's what we do with the Greater East Side Chamber. We have this the slogan of where business and community meet, but we also have kind of the tongue-in-cheek slogan of we're that chamber. These are the people that come to my house for cookouts. These are the people that we all get together and have a meal or go have cocktails and talk about business issues and what's going on in our business, how it relates to our personal lives, and as Manny was saying earlier, how that affects your family and your family affects your business. And it's those relationships that I have found most beneficial to me in my business. So the more I got involved with the chamber, the more I found I wanted to be involved with the chamber. And as it has grown and as it has gained some clout in the community, it's been a very, very, it's a living creature that just continues to grow and serve the needs of the business community. And I'm real happy about that.
All right. Jamie Dempsey with the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. For those businesses that would like to reach out to you or reach out to the chamber and find out more information, maybe about joining, where can they go?
They can certainly go to eastsidechamber.com. Or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Greater East Side Chamber.
And I just want to plug, since he's here plugging the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, if you want to find out more information about Moosehead Marketing Solutions, you can go to mooseheadmarketingsolutions.com.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Did he just slip you a couple dollars
over
there?
Not at all. Oh, it's okay. Just the philanthropic thing to do, Mike.
Absolutely. That's we're all about that here at Business Radio X. Thank you so much, Jamie.
It's very cathartic.
Wow. You guys are using way too...
These things come in threes, so Karen, I'm going to come up with another word during your interview.
Yeah, these words are way too big.
Odious. You have to use the word odious in your interview.
All right, Karen. We'll have Karen use the word odious. Karen Backus now. She is now in trouble with Avion Energy. Karen, you're also, by the way, a member of the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, we understand. But tell us all about Avion Energy.
Avion Energy is a company that represents 46 energy providers that are either licensed in electric or natural gas. We're in 26 deregulated states, three of which the natural gas is for high-volume users of 180,000 therms or better. But what we do is go before our clients or proposed clients. All of us here are either using electric or natural gas in our businesses. What if I told you there's a way that you could save money at no cost or obligation because you're already paying for it? Basically, what I do is come in, do a market analysis, go before our providers, shop the market on your behalf, and get you best pricing. And I bring that pricing to you on one sheet of paper, and you can pick and choose which provider that you would like to go with. And the advantage is that I deal with a wholesaler where you, the client, would deal with the retailer. So I can probably save you anywhere from 5 to 30%. In some cases, we've saved over 50, even in over 100% because people simply don't read their contracts. The other advantage of using us is that our providers have the same standard contracts. So you're doing a market analysis and comparing apples to apples where you, as the client, would have to read each contract individually and see where those hidden clauses and where those hidden fees are. So I'm a value added. I allow you to put time back into your business, and we'll take care of shopping the market for you to get you best rates. The other advantage is a lot of times I can offer you a longer term contract based on your consumption and your history. You know, most people shop the market, they might get 12 or 18 months. Well, what if I told you I could bring you 24 months, 3 years, or five-year contract at a low price? That's an advantage.
So you're doing the comparative shopping for your clients. You're talking to a plethora of energy companies.
Ooh, good word, Mike.
Thank you. Do you serve commercial and residential folks?
Actually, right now, Avion is structured strictly for commercial. The only exception to that is, like, where we get into the churches that might have multiple buildings and their homes are tied in as part of the property. We might do the residential side on that. There has been some cases where we've had some business owners that have marketed a large number of businesses, and we might bring the home for that. But generally speaking, we do not do residential. We're strictly commercial.
And you mentioned that Avion Energy is all over the country, in many parts of the country. Is this something new? I've never heard of a company that did this for you.
Avion Energy is 3 years old. We celebrated our third year in July 7th of this year. It was founded by Joe Minica and Jim Sharon. Basically, these gentlemen had backgrounds in another energy marketing company, and they decided to get together. They felt they could do a better job, and so they formed Avion Energy. Basically, the thing that I like about Avion is the only expense that I have is my office, my back office, which I need to market my company, but I can pretty much market the company as I see fit. I can go in to any of the 26 states and talk to people and represent it. I get to use all my skills and bring to the table. I am entrepreneur by heart. I have got a background in business like you can't believe. I've done contract and permanent work, so this company allows me to do a lot of things that I couldn't do before, and it gives me opportunity. At the Gwinnett Chamber on Thursday, I did a presentation, and one of the things that I had mentioned in that chamber meeting is that one of my goals is I'd like to have a customer in every one of the 26 states that we're that are deregulated right now. And quite frankly, there's a move in this country to deregulate more and more states, and as that takes place, I'm sure we'll be marketing in them as well.
So we're talking about natural gas and we're talking about electricity on the commercial level. And I would imagine one of the biggest obstacles to what you do is people who say, I don't even know who my provider is. I haven't looked at a contract and I don't know how long. And what are you even talking about? I just pay the bill and move on. I mean, status quo is a huge thing you come up against, I would imagine.
Well, it's amazing. When we first got into this business, for example, there is a theater here in Georgia that was paying like $1.30 a therm for their natural gas. And the thing of it is, last year we hit historical lows on natural gas here in Georgia. Some of the best rates that we've seen across the country we saw last year simply because we've had some warm winters and the fact that we've had a glut of natural gas on the market because we haven't used it. That is changing right now because a lot of the electric companies that has been using coal to create their electricity is converting over to natural gas, so it's going to drive prices up. But in this last year, we went before this theater who was paying $1.30 a therm, and we came back with a price of 52 cents. Okay? So he's like a lot of business owners. They're consumed with their business. They're not reading their contracts. There is a hotel down in Atlanta. He's got a rollover clause. If he doesn't shop the market, the pricing automatically rolls over with an increase, and he was paying over $1 a therm, and we came back and brought him cheaper prices.
I hope he said yes.
Oh, yeah. So. Matter of fact, we've got one of the best testimonials from this guy as well. So, you know, so there are advantages of allowing us to look at it because not only are we shopping the market, we're also doing contract comparisons for you as well.
So let me ask this then. By the way, that client answered in the affirmative. That's not as good as plethora. Okay.
You're trying too hard.
I'm trying
now.
To. It's just got to flow naturally. Flow naturally. Okay. So so lead us through the process a little bit. I'm a typical business owner. I hear what you say, and I go, man, if I can save money and if I can make sure I'm in the best contract I can be in, that sounds great.
Basically, what I do is offer you – what I tell people when I market my business is it's no cost or obligation. It's just a little bit of your time. And the time is that, first of all, I'm going to ask you to fill out some paperwork that gives me the authorization to represent you. I'm going to ask you to allow me to represent you and authorization to do that. I'm also going to ask for a copy of your bill. Now, some companies are a little sensitive to their pricing, and they don't want us to know what their pricing is. That's fine. You can wipe that out. I still need a copy of the bill. Part of the reason is I need your AGL account number, which is the Atlanta Gaslight account number. I need your customer number. What you may not be aware of, the utility companies have you classified a certain energy classification. That information is on your bill. It's got your legal contract or service address. So there's a number of pieces of information on that bill that I need. So if you don't want to give us price, that's fine. We'll find out anyway because as we go back through the research, we're going to do research on your company. They're going to do a credit check on you. And it's going to take a little bit of time. It may take, once I get that paperwork and turned in, it may take about 5 to 10 days before I get back to you. but I'm going to give you a one-sheet page with the number of providers in this service area that is interested in your price. They know they're competing. They don't know what the others are competing rates are, but they're going to compete. They know they're competing for it, and I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to tell me whether you want it or not, and which one you want, and we'll get you contracts, and from there, we'll just have you fill out the paperwork, give you a start date, and roll you over into the new provider. We like to come in about 60 to 90 days ahead of time. It gives us time to do the research and get the bills in place. Plus, it's an automatic transition when your contract's up. One of the things that a lot of people make the mistake is they'll let their contracts run out. And at the point that your contract runs out, you'll roll over into a default rate, which means that you could be paying a variable rate that's 2 to 3 times more than what you're paying now. The thing that you need to be cautious about is whatever savings that you had in the last year, you could probably eat up in the next month or two because you don't have a contract in place. So again, that's another advantage by doing it. Now, once we go through the process, a year from now or 2 years from now or 5 years from now, whenever your contract, we're going to come back in 60 or 90 days and we'll just go through the process again. The advantage with being an Avion Energy broker is you can... You've heard of Atlanta Gas Light, Georgia Power, or excuse me, not Georgia Power, but Gas South, Xfinity, all the major providers. You've heard of those. I represent a good portion of those. So you can be a client of mine, but you can be changing providers from contract to contract. And I am not paid by you. I'm paid by the provider. The provider pays me once you have consumed. And then they pay a broker's fee to Avion, and then the Avion Energy Group pays me. So there's nothing coming out of your pocket other than what you're already paying for natural gas or electricity.
And there's no cost or obligation to get a quote. So, I mean, it sounds like a winning formula for the client.
It's a winning formula, like I said, other than a little bit of time. And you do need to make yourself available to me back at the point where I'm presenting pricing to you, because like natural gas and electricity in the stock market, pricing is very vulnerable until you lock it in. So we need you to respond rather quickly when we put that pricing in front of you.
All right. Karen Backus with Avion Energy. Karen, for those companies or individuals that would like to find out more information, where can they go?
You can look me up at www.avionenergy.com/Backus, B-A-C-K-U-S, Altern, A-L-T-E-R-N. Or you can call me at 404-861-2637.
Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to thank all our guests today here on Gwinnett Business Radio, from Avion Energy, Karen Backus, from the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Dempsey, from Senior Care Options, Lisa Meeks, and from Synergy America, Manny Krishnaswamy. Thank you so much to all our great guests this afternoon. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to businessradiox.com and clicking on the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For Steve and Julian.
Mike, until we meet again, I hope your healthful maladies get rectified.
That didn't sound good.
Yeah,
on a lot of levels.
Yeah, I'm sitting across from you. I feel like I've caught some germs.
Oh, nice.
Feel better. Feel better.
Thank you very much. Until next time, we'll see you right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.